Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to talk about how to give effective webinars.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
Webinars that will convert prospects into customers, or even how to start a business giving webinars that generate revenue for you so you can start growing that revenue and eventually might take that revenue and that customer base and turn that into a product, right? Which is something that we see a lot today. So webinars is, I think, the big topic. And the reason why I wanted to talk to you about this is because a lot of companies do webinars. A lot of startups give webinars. And many, many, many of them suck, and they suck for a variety of reasons. And many of them, I don't think, are as intentionally designed. Like a lot of startups just do webinars, or people do webinars because other people and other startups do them, but they don't have really a good place in their overall funnel. They have not really thought well about who to get into that webinar and how to design that webinar in a way that's super engaging and will convert to the next step. And I know that you've, with Product Habits, that you've been offering and have done some webinar series recently. So I thought that you also will have some kind of recent insights to share. Sound good?
Yeah, I've got lots to say on the topic. We went from doing one webinar a month at Kissmetrics years ago to doing one a week. And these were webinars for marketing. And then we also were doing webinars for customers and teaching them things. So we were doing that, and we were doing, now I'm doing workshops, and basically they're like, you know, 4 weeks or 8 weeks long. The first one was four. This next one has been eight. I'm actually at week six this week, and week seven and eight are coming up, and we're done. And, yeah, so super, super excited to talk about this. I think there's three different purposes just to kind of break it out. One would be webinars for getting leads. Two would be webinars for retaining, engaging, helping customers or users that you already have. And then three would be webinars that are for pay, which means people pay you and your delivery mechanism is a webinar. Does that sound about right in terms of the category?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. So let's go through them one by one maybe and just highlight some things to avoid and best practices or tips on how to make them work really well.
Yeah. First of all, do you guys do any webinars right now?
So yes, so we do webinars. So we do two types of webinars. One is we do two webinars a week, and those are more focused on our customers. So, you know, we do one series of webinars that are kind of like current trial users to help them convert to customers. And then we do a webinar every week for our customers to, you know, our kind of small early customers to help them grow and really master the product. So these are two webinars that we do weekly. And then we do a number of like partner webinars where usually what happens is that some other SaaS company or other company will, you know, promote and announce and set up the webinar, and I'll come in as a guest speaker, but then we'll share kind of, I'll do a big part of the content, and then, you know, we use that more as a lead gen to get people to do trials or give us the email address and become part of a marketing funnel. So these are the two types of webinars we do.
Awesome. Cool. You want to jump into some kind of best practices for the, at least the marketing ones, the lead gen ones?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
I was just about to say, you go first.
No, I'm happy to go first.
No, I'm joking. I'm going to go first. So how to do kind of lead gen webinars? Well, I think that, so my biggest tip, I think, is to just, you know, think of a webinar very similarly to the way that you would think about a blog post, and just understand that you have to give it a really strong title, right? You could have the best content in the world that you're going to present in the webinar. If you don't capture people's attention, and if the title and the description of the webinar is not super, super kind of strong, people will not sign up on RSVP for it. They won't show up. So it doesn't really matter what you do in the actual live webinar. So you have to spend a lot of, I think, a lot more time again on the promotion of the webinar, and on the way that you pitch it, which is the elevator pitch, is really just the title of the webinar. So that's one big tip. Don't have a boring title and an amazing content in the webinar. Make sure that the title is really, really, really strong and engaging. capturing people's imagination. That's one. The other thing is that the other tip that I'll give is that within the webinar, one of the biggest problems of webinars that I peek into that other companies and other people do is that they're boring, right? They are like 60 minutes of somebody going through slides. And especially painful is that the first 10 minutes of the webinar is the worst content, usually. First 10 minutes of a lot of webinars are just like, you know, well, welcome everybody and thank you. And let me tell you, you know, my background in the worst and most boring way possible. I worked at this company, and then I worked at that company, and then I got a bachelor's degree in this university and whatever else. And then let me tell you, you know, about our company. We've been founded in 1997. It's just like, oh my God, I'm dying here, right? I came into the webinar to learn something. I came into the webinar to ask questions, to interact. And I have to listen to 10 minutes of super irrelevant information. It's like watching advertisement before being able to watch the show. So the biggest pet peeve I have with webinars, if you want to convert an audience, you're going to either win them or lose them in the first few minutes. Just like with a normal video, make the beginning engaging. Ask the audience a question, easy questions like, hey, everybody who's joining us live, just put in the chat where in the world you're joining us from, right? That alone is such a simple thing, but it can be super funny and engaging and interact with people, welcome them. Hey, Bob, hey, Joe, I see, wow, we've got 200-300 people already and growing, joining the webinar. This is super exciting. We've got people from, you know, all around the world. I see Dublin, I see LA, I see New York. This is exciting. So here's what we're going to, you're going to learn from this webinar these top three things. At the end, you're going to know how to do them, and I'm going to share these secrets, and we're going to give you plenty of time to ask questions. Which is another tip I'll give is make sure that you have a good portion of Q&A, because that's what makes the webinar really interactive and fun. But make sure the first 5 minutes are engaging, you interact with the audience, it's fun, high energy, and make sure you tell them what they're going to get out of it, and make sure that you do a webinar that has a good amount of interaction with the audience. And then my last tip on this is that make sure you have a strong call to action or conversion point, right? Don't just give them all this content and then say goodbye. Offer something that will in return give you their email, or give them some kind of a promo where if they sign up now for a trial, they get some kind of a benefit, they get a special deal or discount, they'll get an ebook or white paper for free. Just offer, have some kind of a